You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Details just coming in, but the Associated Press is reporting that 6 Yemeni guards and 4 civilians were killed in a car bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a, Yemen, this morning. We'll hopefully have more information later on that attack. It was a car bomb, and there are pictures coming in, but the details aren't clear at this point. But while you were sleeping and, you know, after staying on the sidelines while Lehman Brothers went bankrupt, the Federal Reserve stepped in last night to stop insurance giant AIG from going under. The company is getting an $85 billion injection of taxpayer money as part of a government emergency loan. In exchange, the Fed takes an 80% stake in the company and gets the right to oust senior management. But that's hardly the end of the deal. Here's Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary.
We're not going to move through this in a straight line. There are going to be some real rough spots along the road, but I believe we're making progress.
To talk about the rough spots along the road, at least in the words of Henry Paulson, is Eric Dash, New York Times reporter who's been covering this story for us. Eric, what needs to settle in this deal before we know exactly how it's going to work out? AIG is a much more complicated entity than Lehman Brothers, which we were talking about earlier in the week. Eric?
Well, I think what needs to happen is that we just need to start seeing housing prices stabilize. I think right now, we haven't seen that, and if you talk to people on Wall Street, in terms of getting through the overall credit crisis, that's the signal that they're looking for.
As far as AIG is concerned, you know, it seemed a little puzzling to me that an insurance company needs insurance. You know, the insurance is supposed to be the backstop for a whole range of financial transactions and other sort of life experiences. When an insurance company needs a bailout, that seems rather unprecedented.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the reasons that the Federal Reserve acted. But I think that AIG, among insurance companies, is truly unique. It's unique, first of all, because of its large size. This was the largest insurer in the world. It's also unique because the problems at AIG were really located in one division that wasn't selling insurance, or was selling a special type of insurance, but it was more sort of esoteric financial derivatives, and those derivatives wound up swamping the company.
AIG says that it will, but again, none of this is really clear until you see what's in the paperwork itself, but AIG says it will repay whatever money the federal government gives it through a sale of assets. What assets does it have, and do companies typically make good on those kinds of suggestions and claims?
You know, AIG does have a lot of assets. It has a lot of big businesses, including an airline leasing business and other businesses that are not necessarily core to the insurance business that it could sell to get billions of dollars. So I think that it can probably make good on its claims. What AIG had was a funding problem, and this loan helps with that.
So it is possible. I mean, you talked about the airline leasing business. It's possible that if someone's flying today, they may have no idea, even the airline may have no idea who owns the plane that they're flying in, you know, from, say, New York to Chicago. There's a lot of planes involved in this AIG deal, right?
Right, but I think the bottom line for AIG, though, is that it does have assets. What it didn't have was an ability to fund itself. This solves the funding problem. Therefore, it can now start figuring out how it can make up the difference in the capital shortfall that it had.
Quickly, the Fed apparently has some discretion over management at AIG. Any sort of sign of individuals who might be pushed out of the picture because of this deal?
Well, I think that Robert Wilmstadt was who had been the chairman, was brought in to run the company after AIG's former CEO stepped down, was ousted, and Ed Liddy, I believe, the former CEO of Allstate, is taking his place, at least for the time being.
All right, Eric Dash, New York Times reporter, covering the AIG bailout plan, which was announced last night by the federal government. Adora?
We are talking about the AIG deal.